Bonjour, c'est Lucie et j'écoute Naughty Bites Monthly Recap.
So this is a quick Nutty Bite, just me talking and about things that have been going on lately. So I've had a lot of fun interviews. Actually, the last three episodes have been interviewing people with crowdfunding projects. And I hope that it doesn't bother anyone that I just threw them all together. It's just that they all came all at once and it was kind of fun topics. And I thought it would be fun. I do plan to get some regular debates into the feed, so don't worry. I haven't ignored my format and I will be returning to it. I also really enjoyed listening to, over August, there was the Dog Days of Podcasting project, where various podcasters were releasing a podcast every single day. And it was just them rambling on about things that were going on. For instance, Mark the Encaffeinated One, he used Audio Boo, so he was limited to 3 minutes every single day. And he would just update what was going on. And it was really fun to listen to that. Tabs, she had just a regular recorder, but she kept hers pretty short as well. Melissa Bartel, she was sharing essays and stuff like that. It was really neat to see how people were doing things. Some people were doing just started putting their daily feeds into the Dog Days of Podcasting feed. Like, for instance, Nathan Lowell has a daily podcast, which is talks on his morning walk. So it was a nice way for people who weren't listening to that to start listening. Anyway, a whole point of this ramble is I really liked that idea. I liked getting little check-ins on what was going on in people's lives. And I was thinking, wow, would people be interested in that from me? Would they like to hear just me about my days? And so this is a little bit of a test at that. It's also a test to see if I can keep a podcast short enough to actually do this. So I've been doing a lot of things with the radio station recently. It seems like every single weekend there's something that I have to be doing. We had a community barbecue, which was pretty awesome, and we had a nice turnout from it. And then, I went to a music show for some of the artists that I know through the station. And then Tech and I had a whole range weekend where we actually camped out on the range and I got to fire a whole bunch of guns that I had never fired before, and it was really cool. I got to fire my first 9/11. That was really nice. And then a knockoff Chinese version, which was actually really cool too. You know, a lot of people put it down, but don't knock it till you try it. There was a specific shotgun that I really liked. It had almost no kickback. And I got to try our new bolt-action shotgun, which is new to us, but a very old gun that we got from my father-in-law. For those of you that don't know, I do enjoy going to the range. I am not a hunter. I do not view guns as a form of protection. They are kept safe in the vault. They all have trigger locks, and the locks and keys are all separate. So if somebody broke in, we would not be going down there for them. We would be going for, you know, our katanas or whatever. I just really enjoy target shooting, skeet shooting, things like that. It is an enjoyable sport for me, and I'm very good at it, which I'm not good at most sports. Then we had the member barbecue. And that didn't get a huge turnout because we had our huge annual music festival, Harvest Jazz and Blues, was going on that weekend. We planned it. We didn't realize that was going on. And then when we realized, we couldn't exactly change the date because we had already invited people. And then we realized because we had other things planned, we wouldn't be able to do it again until October. And it might have ended up being too cold for that. So that's going to be a lessons learned thing. The other thing is we were trying to do it pretty quick because we had a lot of leftover bread from the community barbecue. So we just wanted to throw something for the members. So that I had a lot of fun at that. Unfortunately, not a lot of members showed up. So, I mean, the people that were there were all my core group of friends. So it was a lot of fun. But other than that, I would have enjoyed more people. This weekend, we are having a tabletop day. It's our second one. It's not an annual event. We're aiming to do it 3 times a year, if not more. We participated in an international tabletop day, and it was so much fun that we had to We had to do it again. And before we even finished the first one, people said, when are you doing this again? And we said, maybe the fall. That sounds good. And here we go. We're doing it in the fall. So we are bound by our word. We actually did it. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. I've got a lot more games that I can bring this time. Last time I was really nervous about bringing my own games because, like, what if people lost the pieces? But after doing it once, gamers are really respectful of other people's property. Nobody was messing with other people's stuff. You know, they would play other people's games, but everybody was really responsible and respectful towards the other games. And Tech is going to be hosting another crib challenge. Last time he said anybody who beat him at crib, they would win a retro CHSR t-shirt, and nobody beat him. Somebody came really close, but they didn't beat him. He has been beaten before, so that's why, you know, he's like, well, you know, if you beat me, you in a t-shirt, you know, it is possible, but nobody beat him last time, so we'll see if somebody beats him this time. He held on to the shirt. He was gonna, it was actually given to him. They said, well, just keep it, and then you won, and he's like, no, I'll hold on to it for the next one. So that's going to be fun. And I'm going to be baking stuff again for this. Last time I baked a bunch of cupcakes and we had a donation jar so people could eat and snack. And then the money went towards CHSR. So I'm going to be baking some peanut butter and jelly cupcakes and some chocolate and whipped cream cupcakes. And if I have time, I'm going to make s'mores. Last time, me and one of the other members, we got together and we did a big old bake-off. I was hoping to do that yesterday, but sadly, badness happened yesterday. Yesterday was International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and my day got stolen from me. If you're on Twitter, you might have seen this. I had to go in for blood work. I had various things that I had to go in for. My doctor wanted annual blood work. He wanted to double check from the last time that I had gone in to see him the first time what my levels were, if they were consistent. He wanted to do a thyroid screening. He wanted to do a couple of things to see if he could help me out with my sleep disorder, if he could figure out how to help me sleep better. And a couple other issues that I have. I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty. I also just went through, it's a 6-month vaccine. I had to get a whole bunch of new vaccines that I hadn't had before, mostly because they just weren't covered automatically with insurance and they weren't part of growing up in the States. And Tech said, I want you to have all of your vaccines. You're here in Canada, take advantage. And I said, okay. So, and then a couple of them I was a little scared to get. And I really, thinking about it, I should have gotten them a long, long time ago. Like, for instance, the hepatitis vaccines. I should have done that before I worked in group homes. That was stupid of me. I could have seriously caught something. And I'm very lucky, knock on wood, that I didn't. So I got this Twinrex vaccine about 6 months ago, and it has a couple boosters for the hepatitis vaccines, which is both A and B. I don't think you can vaccinate against C. I think that's the one. One of them you can't vaccinate against, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so he wanted to test those levels to make sure that the vaccines held good and that I don't need more boosters. And he wanted to check my other vaccines that I had in the past, because when I went into university, there were a couple of things that were confusing to my university, because my doctor, instead of just giving me boosters, he checked my levels and he said, well, you don't need boosters on these. And there is one vaccine, I can't remember which one, I have a natural immunity to it. And the theory is I probably got it from my mother because she actually had the disease. So those antibodies were passed to me. So I didn't need to get them. So anyway, so he wants to check all those and make sure, you know, now that I'm 36, that they're still holding good. So I had to go for a big blood screening, and they told me I couldn't eat or drink for 8 hours before going in. And I said, okay, that shouldn't be hard. Now, I had to be there at 7:30 in the morning, so I was like, okay, so 11:30 at night, I just stop, and that's fine. That's not a big deal. So I woke up, and I went. And I went in to get my blood taken. Now, in Canada, getting your blood taken at they have blood clinics that they hold at the hospital. It's really quick. The last time I did it, I was in and out in 15 minutes. It was awesome. And that's all they do. They just do blood. And you don't have to worry about any forms or any of this nonsense. So it was really great. And the chairs that they have you go in are like these reclining lounge chairs. It's really comfortable. So because I had to fast, I was pretty dehydrated, and he had trouble finding my vein. Normally, if I'm hydrated, my veins are like popping out and they have no problem. Like when I would go to donate blood, there'd be no problems finding a vein. But because I had to fast, the skin tightens up and the veins hide. Anyway, so he's looking at both of my arms and he tried going in the right arm and he was having difficulty finding the vein. And I could feel it was pretty deep. And he's like, I feel the vein. It feels like it's in, but no blood's coming out. And let me just see if I can get it. And he felt like he was wiggling around. And then all of a sudden, I had waves and waves of sick feeling. I was nauseous. My ears popped. My ears were ringing. The world was spinning. I was seriously dizzy. I didn't know what was going on. If I wasn't sitting down, I probably would have passed out. He flipped up the feet on the lounge chair and pushed it back and had me lie down and tried to calm me down, put a cold cloth on my head. And this was going on for quite a while. Like I said, it was waves and waves of it, maybe like 10 waves of this going on. And once I was kind of calm, he went in through the back of my arm to get the blood, because he still needed to get the blood. And he's like, once we finish, I'll give you some apple juice. I'd never had something like that happen before. We think I might have gone into shock, but I didn't get any adrenaline rush, which would have cured that shock. So I ended up staying there for like a half hour to calm down and to feel okay. And then I thought I could drive myself home. And luckily, the hospital's only 5 minutes from my house. But once I got home, I realized I shouldn't have driven home. My lips were still blue. That was very stupid. My sister yelled at me over it. And as I said to her, I was in shock. I didn't know what I was doing. So the reason for this story, if you are ever giving blood or anything like that, try to have somebody drive you. Or if you drive yourself, have a backup plan in case something happens. And what I should have done is I should have called tech and I should have had him leave work and come pick me up. And even if you think you're okay and you have like dizziness or anything like that, don't drive yourself home. That was stupid. I did a very stupid thing. So I'm hoping people can learn from me and not do a stupid thing. He should have picked me up. I should have called him to tell him to pick me up. I didn't think there would be a problem because I never had a problem doing this before. I would get dizzy when I would donate blood and stuff like that, but that's a full pint. And there were times when I was younger, you know, doing blood work. But no, this was, and this happened all before they ever took blood. They ended up taking like 6 vials, but this all happened before they ever took any blood. So it wasn't even about the blood. It was just my blood pressure was too low. My sugars were too low. Anyway, so the whole point of the story, see, I can't do a short podcast. Do not drive yourself home if something like that happens. Even if you think you're okay. Even if you're like, dude, I'm fine. I can handle this. I feel good. The world is level. I'm good. Don't do that. And then the rest of the day I was on the couch. I couldn't even sleep. I was just on the couch with Angel playing because I'd seen it a million times, not even concentrating. I couldn't open up work. I had to email my clients and tell them I'm going to be a day behind because I can't do anything. I was done. I was clammy for the rest of the day. I was dizzy. As soon as I came home, I ate some Cheerios and then I needed tech to say, hello, you need protein. I was like, all right, protein. So I went and I made myself some eggs and cheese because I had 2 bowls of cereal. I'm like, there you go, I ate. And he's like, no, you need protein. Like, that's the problem. I wasn't thinking properly. And then later he had to remind me, he's like, okay, now have you had Gatorade? And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Let me drink some Gatorade. So I just kept making myself Gatorade all day. And I needed him to tell me what to do because that's how far gone I was. And I am never like that. It was very strange. Like I said, not really doing anything. I could tweet and I could go on Facebook and that's about it. I ended up going to bed at like 10:30 at night. And then I slept until 10 o'clock today and I'm okay today. I have a big giant bruise where they actually got my blood from. It's really ugly and I'm not touching it because it hurts, but that's why they don't normally take it from there. But I'm totally fine today. I got a lot of work done. I actually did about 5 hours worth of work in 3 hours. So I'm doing really well because I'm quite rested. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to work and later on, I'm going to bake a bunch of cupcakes, and tomorrow I'm going to get to play some tabletop games. Yay! I think I'm going to put some music from the Jessica May in this podcast. So if you want to check her out, I believe you can go to maytunes.com, but if not, go to flashpulp.com. Bye. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blogs. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com, or search for them on iTunes.